I've learned from living with all these women that men and women both appreciate smells, but we do not appreciate the same kind of smells. Women apparently appreciate pleasant smells. Like flowers, oh, you give a woman a bouquet of flowers, they're like, oh, that smells like heaven. You give a man a bouquet of flowers, they're like, it smells like 50 bucks. Women love those flowers and that potpourri and those scented candles. You know, you never see men in a Wicks and Sticks. Hey, Jack! Bayberry. But women spend billions of dollars on things that smell good, trying to cover up things that smell bad. And men spend billions of dollars on things that smell bad. We love stinky stuff. You give me a bottle of dough in heat urine, me and my buddies are entertained for the weekend. It's like, your turn. I used to have a little spray bottle with it, but my wife took it away from me because at last year's Christmas party, somebody sprayed some on her brother's pants leg, and then our dog fell in love with him. And my wife said it was mean, but everybody that's seen the video says it's really funny. So I'm going with funny. But men love stuff that smells bad. You ever seen a guy like cleaning out a closet and he'll find a gym bag that he's forgotten about for 3 or 4 months and open it up and there's his old sweaty workout clothes and he's like, oh man. Oh man. Oh, that is the stinkiest thing I've ever smelled in my life. Charlie, come here and smell this. And Charlie, having seen all of that, will get off the sofa, walk across the room, and not only smell it, go, oh, man, that knocked a buzzard off a gut wagon. Ralph, come here and smell this. And my wife watches this, and she said, that is barbaric. And I said, no, it's not. I said, you just don't understand what's taking place here. I said, man number 2 and 3, out of the goodness of their heart, are giving man number 1 a courtesy sniff. And the reason men give away courtesy sniffs is because from now on, the other guy now owes you a courtesy sniff. And we're willing to bank on somewhere down the road, we'll have something stinkier than what he's got right now. You ever been sitting in a red light and seen a car with like 5 guys in it? And all of a sudden, all 4 windows go down, and there's 4 guys hanging out of the car, cussing like crazy. And there's 1 guy sitting in the middle of the back, just laughing. You know why he's laughing? He's cashed in his courtesy sniff. And the only thing that could make him happier was had he been driving and had control of the window locks. Just like women say flowers in a scrapbook, 20 years from now, guys will still be talking about that. Hey, you remember that time we ate at a Mexican restaurant and Scott was in the back seat and he dropped that bomb? Man, that was... You know, I had to throw that shirt away. Do you know that? That was a good day that day. But... Women don't even want to be associated with anything that smells bad. Like, if a woman's ever in the bathroom and something unpleasant happens in there, she will spray that spray. She'll turn that vent on. She'll strike matches. She'll fluff that potpourri. She will live in there for 3 years if she has to. But she is not going to be blamed for that unpleasant smell. If a man goes in a bathroom and something unpleasant happens, he will immediately leave and walk into the other room and like, please, God, let somebody go in there. Please. Please. I try not to ask you for stuff, but please let somebody go in that bathroom.